faith, trust, expectation.
Heaven's View Ministry. The truth will be making you free.
John 8:32. Faith, trust, expectation. Part 5.
Let us be able to say with Paul, 2 Timothy 4:7-8, from the Concordance Literal Version, I have contended the ideal contest. I have finished my career. I have kept the faith. Furthermore, there is reserved for me the wreath of righteousness, which the Lord, the just judge, will be paying to me in that day. Yet not to me only, but also to all who love his advent. This is my goal in life. Yes and amen. Walking with Yahweh on the streets of gold, the new Jerusalem. Glorious. Praise Yahweh. It is written, Revelation 2:10b, from the Concordance Literal Version. Become faithful until death, and I shall be giving you the wreath of life. And now, I will also share with you chapter 14 of the book, Keeping the Faith Through the Unthinkable, for it includes some additional practical learnings of faith and trust and expectation in Yahweh. Amen. So, here it is.
Keeping the Faith Through the Unthinkable by Tamra Jean, a real-life account.
Chapter 14, My Blind Walk of Faith. Out of the box of lies, and into Yahweh's arms, the freedom of truth. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is an assumption of what is being expected. A conviction concerning matters which are not being observed. The picture image for this chapter was created of footprints on a black background. Faith, sometimes feeling like walking in the dark. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is an assumption of what is being expected. A conviction concerning matters which are not being observed. My blind walk of faith. Yahweh, God, is into even the finest of details, and He can change things in a heartbeat, and often does. His miracles are not always, nor often, grandiose, like the physical parting of the sea. A pivotal turning point in my walk of faith was over one single, short email correspondence. Yes, such a key moment in my life, over one seemingly simple act. Years ago, I was crafting an email, having had the most advanced training in how to write succinct, to the point, only what is needed to be said, emails, devoid of bouts of familiarity, or needy people-pleasing, or repeated apologizing for anything, effectively bringing up the past, that which is not to be spoken of, and most important of all, always ending the correspondence on a relevant while positive note, that is, on the basis of the essence of and reason for the email itself, speaking, writing what is desired into existence as if it is already happening or happened. Mark 11,
24. Therefore, I am saying to you, all, whatever you are praying and requesting, be believing that you obtained, and it will be yours. This last part, the ending with a positive statement, was incredibly difficult for me. It felt like a complete lie. I had always feared this approach would be viewed by others as being pushy or even weird. Charles Capps, describing this exact same feeling regarding prayer, writes, underline emphasis mine, many people want to know why it won't work for them when they have not meditated the word and would not dare say anything contrary to their sense knowledge. They would not dare say, my God has supplied all my need according to his riches by Christ Jesus, when the rent is due and they don't have the money. Sense knowledge would say that would be telling a lie. But how can you tell a lie when you say the truth? God's word is truth. From The Tongue, A Creative Force, by Charles Capps, pages 76 through 77. However, when switching the focus from pleading for an outcome to the point of begging, to the expression of the expectation of it, it had dramatic effects. Up to this point, I had not yet built up the confidence to prophesy, to speak things into existence, in communications. I was still a people pleaser, living by what I thought other people wanted to hear or read, instead of a Yah-pleaser, living by the ways of the Almighty Creator Himself, Yahweh, God. Genesis 1:3. And Elohim said, let light come to be. And light came to be. So, having grown sick and tired of my own choice of words, missing the mark, I finally chose to do something different, to leap out of Tamra's box, of the norm, and breach the walls of my comfort zone. Look where those previous choices had got me. Ugh. I wrote the last sentence of the email as a prophecy. Let me explain by way of example. Let's say you are inviting, via email, a business owner for a meeting. The final sentence, before the closing, would previously have been, if you have time to meet, please do let me know as soon as you can, so I can organize something, so we can discuss what you need. I hope this will work for you. Please let me know. And has now become, I look forward to our meeting to discuss how together we will achieve a remarkable growth in your business. This is prophesying, speaking, writing your desires into existence. Not only the meeting, but also the positive outcome of it. It was very difficult for my finger, wavering above the send button, to click the email onto its destination. Oh man! But I did it. I felt like I had just walked off a steep cliff and was falling down the side. Falling, falling, soon to hit the ground, dead. I was so nervous. As you know, once sent, the control you have over that email and how it is received is completely out of your hands. I was convinced I would receive an angry response, or worse still, be ignored completely with no response at all. However, to my complete and utter amazement, I did not splat on the ground below, at the bottom of that cliff. No, I flew. I had spread my wings without even knowing it, and was now flying. Yahweh, God, must have been pleased with my email. How short, concise, and to the point it was, without needy people-pleasing, profane babbling, fluff, or countless apologies. So much so that I received a response in accord with my prophecy. I honestly do not remember what the prophecy was, but I do distinctly remember the feeling of utter dread in sending the email, followed by a joyous confusion and delightful relief when the response was favorable. Brother Lawrence shares this too, that new learnings take time and effort, yet it is above and beyond being well worth it. Emphasis mine. We must at first apply to him with some diligence, but that after a little care, we should find his love without any difficulty. From the Brother Lawrence Collection and Christian Classic, Practice and Presence of God, Spiritual Maxims, The Life of Brother Lawrence, by Brother Lawrence, Kindle, page 13 of 139. I share this all with you to give you a practical analogy and a real-time example of how this really works. How to put Yahweh's, God's, principles into practice today. Oh, that is a good title for a book. This just came to mind as I described the feelings of overriding my previous subconscious programming to achieve the above. It is like eating salad on your plate with a fork in your opposite hand. Try it. Strange does not even begin to describe the feeling, right? Unless, of course, you are ambidextrous. The same applies with anything you do anew for the first time. It feels strange, but only at first. Or try writing with pen on paper, again with your opposite hand. The strokes and shapes of the letters you know oh so well suddenly become alien to you. What seemed so natural, something at which you had become very proficient, becomes the scribblings of a 4-year-old. People-pleasing is a wisdom of the world, not of the Spirit. Precisely as the scripture states. 1 Corinthians 3:19a. For the wisdom of this world is stupidity with God. The wisdom I learned in the world, people-pleasing, the importance of a 5-year life plan, to know where your life is heading, etc., is not how Yahweh, God, wants us to live. He wants us to trust Him in all things. Read Isaiah 26:3-4. To not worry about tomorrow. Read Matthew 6:34. And to care only what He thinks of us and what He directs us to do in the now. Read Psalm 118:8. As He told Abraham, Genesis 12:1. Yahweh said to Abram, "Go by yourself from your land, from your kindred, and from your father's house, to the land that I shall show you." If I were Yahweh, God, my life would have been walking through fields of lovely roses that sing happy tunes, past soft, bubbling brooks, joyously watching wild horses galloping by as I snack on pistachios and chocolate. However, since I am not Yahweh, God, and He works all for His good to those who are loving Him, Romans 8:28-29, and since I have humbled myself to accept this fact, I no longer cry out to Yahweh, God, why is this happening? Nor do I try to figure out, so much, what or why anything. Yahweh, God, does miracles. He has miraculously changed me. He will certainly change you also, my fellow traveler. Not 3 days ago, storm clouds began forming. The wind picked up. All of a sudden, it began to hail. Slowly at first, as if in slow motion. A small light, plunk, on the roof. Then another. Then larger, with a heavier, plunk. And more often. I immediately began praying, asking Yahweh, God, for rain only, instead of hail. Asking angels to guard and protect the solar panels on the roof. I prayed in tongues. I felt the Spirit leading me to go outside and stand under the front door awning. So I went outside and continued to pray. I felt the Spirit telling me to take the next step. Stick your hand out into the hail. I did not. My mind reasoning, that it was not safe to do that. The hail now larger than the size of regular marbles. I kept praying for rain only. Praying for the air above to warm up and melt the hail. I felt the Spirit again telling me to stick your hand out into the hail and catch some in your hand. My mind reasoned again, that it was now even less safe than before to do such a thing. Finally, after about 2 long minutes of praying and begging Yahweh, God, to protect my solar panels, I remembered all I had learned in my life. I remembered all I am writing about in this book. And I obeyed. I stuck my hand out into the hail and caught some in my hand. Immediately, as soon as I obeyed, Yahweh, God, His Spirit, then showed me what to do next, one step at a time, just as I have been writing in this book. He showed me a vision of myself closing my hand around the hail, melting it, and as I do, Him melting the hail above my home, turning it to rain, and thus protecting the solar panels. And, as I obeyed the vision, He did precisely what He had shown me, instantly. As soon as the hail melted in my hand, the hail from the sky melted back into mere rain. Rain! Incredible! Awe-inspiring! Yahweh, God, did a miracle right before my eyes. As soon as I obeyed, He gave me another step to do. And as soon as I obeyed, He showed up. Praise His holy name. Praise you, Father. I am finally listening, hearing and heeding. And Yahweh, God, my Father in heaven, is blessing my obedience with signs and wonders right before my eyes. Thank you, Father.
Acts 14, 3b. Granting signs and miracles to occur through their hands.
Mark 16:20. The Lord working together with them and confirming the word by the signs following them up.
I am most surprised at all the quicksand Yahweh, God, has graciously helped me clamber out of before it completely swallowed me up. Out of big box religion and all of its lies. Out of the medical model box and all of its lies. Out of family systems and superficial life and all the lies that go with them. I did not have a clue that I was entrenched in so many lies. Everywhere I turned, my eyes were being newly opened to the truth. New realizations flooding in, coming to terms with the fact that I had been taught, and had then subsequently chosen to live in, lies. Now, would you like to see or live in a miracle? Climbing out of and abandoning all this worldly web of deception and into Yahweh's, God's, arms of faith and truth is completely miraculous. Accepting the truth renders all the falsehoods transparent and powerless and puts Yahweh, God, back in the driver's seat, where I had no right to be. Obeying His instructions, along with applying all the learnings and principles I have shared in this book, made the difference, created the change. As I shared in a previous chapter, the Concordant Literal Version's accurate translation from the original texts of Hebrews 11:1 reads, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is an assumption of what is being expected, a conviction concerning matters which are not being observed. I always admired Daniel's spiritual walk and his inviolable faith when he told people regarding Yahweh, God, and the Bible, which he did often, believe it, don't believe it, your choice. It will not change the fact of it being the truth. I just came across that word, inviolable. Isn't that a great word? It means inviolable in a divine sense, sacrosanct, holy, sacred, and also prohibiting violation, secure from destruction, violence, infringement, or desecration. From thesaurus.com and dictionary.com. How else would you want your faith to be? I have craved that firm, steadfast, deep-rooted faith myself. I longed for it. I dreamed of it. I prayed for it. I had had such a poor view of myself, though, that I truly did not think it was possible for me to ever have that level of faith. Even after all I had lived through, I still did not know Yahweh, God, personally. I had simply learned obedience through all I suffered. Read Hebrews 5:8. Enduring the unthinkables, consequences of my own choices, and ignoring leadings of His Spirit. Armoring up to the unimaginables, and getting past the
punch the steering wheel, exclamations of, "Why is this happening?" I finally submitted to the fact that I am not perfect, that He, Yahweh, God, loves me and is always working all for the good of those who are loving Him, for the delight of His will. Philippians 2:13. For it is God who is operating in you to will as well as to work for the sake of His delight. Praise Yahweh, God, for miracles and for His faithfulness. Today, years later, in His, Yahweh's, God's, graciousness, I now have and walk in that faith I dreamed of. I also now know the Lord more personally and am learning His ways, accepting that they are higher than the world's ways, heaven's view. Some 4 years ago, I spoke that exact same declaration. Believe it, don't believe it. Your choice. It will not change the fact of it being the truth to someone who is beginning their own walk of faith. When I spoke the declaration myself, firm and unwavering, in that moment, I knew that I knew that I knew that I believed it in every cell of my being. This gives me confidence, the confidence in Yahweh, God, that He can and does change hearts. Miraculous. Thank you, Father. Even when I did not have the faith, Yahweh, God, still extended His grace, love, and mercy to me. Bless His holy name. May I encourage you, as I myself was encouraged so very many times, keep going. You will learn to hear Yahweh's, God's voice. You will learn discernment. You will learn His ways. Yahweh, God, promises. Jeremiah 29:11-14a. For I myself know the designs that I am designing for you, averring is Yahweh, designs for your well-being, and not for evil, to give you a hereafter and an expectation. When you call me and you come and pray to me, I will hearken to you. When you seek me, you will find me, for you shall seek after me with all your heart, and I will be found by you, averring is Yahweh. Read also Deuteronomy 4:29, Proverbs 8:17, and Matthew 7:7-8. Going for prayer walks on the weekends, while going through all the horrendous court proceedings, I would see many caterpillars crossing the road. Or, I should more accurately say, that Yahweh, God, had many caterpillars cross the road in front of me. There are no happenstances. It was Yahweh, God, saying to me, "You are a caterpillar now, but keep going, daughter of mine. One day you will become a butterfly." I did not have much faith of that actually happening, but I did hope and pray. And it came true. I reread this book as I am writing it, looking at all that I have lived through, and am now in awe of how I even kept walking sometimes. Dogged determination and deep faith
in Yahweh, God. Praise His holy name. I could not have walked this on my own. I would have buried my head in the sand, rather than face the giants I faced. I think of the 10 lepers whom Yeshua, Jesus, healed, and the single one grateful among them who sought Him out to thank Him. I likewise run to Yahweh, God, and thank Him for all the angels He sent me and continues to send. Luke 17:15-16a and 19. Now one of them, perceiving that he was healed, returns, glorifying God with a loud voice, and he falls on his face at his feet, thanking him, Yeshua, and he said to him, Rise, go, your faith has saved you. Read the entire story, Luke 17:11-19. It was quite difficult at first for me to get this new walk of life, the Yeshua, Jesus, walk. I was such a people pleaser. I distinctly remember learning to remove 75% of my use of the word please from conversation and written correspondence. I was completely mortified at first, thinking it was so incredibly rude to not say please at least once in every single sentence of every single subject. I do not even recognize myself now. Old creation gone. New creation alive in me. Years later, and after many classes from my Heavenly Father. As I said, Deborah calls it HSU, Holy Spirit University, and each of our lives are specifically laid out with our very own classes. I have, thankfully, finally learned to say only what need be said, not to be friends with business clients, not to go out to eat with others just for fun, nor be friends with or joke with anyone at all, frankly, to live on purpose, making every breath count, walking hand in hand with my Father in heaven above. Matthew 12:36-37. Now I am saying to you that for every idle declaration which men shall be speaking, they shall be rendering an account concerning it in the day of judging. For by your words shall you be justified, and by your words shall you be convicted. Remember Deborah's wise words. It is an alone walk, but never lonely. Ponder on how Brother Lawrence lived his entire peaceful life, focused on Yahweh, God, alone. His grace and spirit emanating from him, as others attested to. Emphasis mine. You must know his, that is, Brother Lawrence's, continual care has been to be always with God and to do nothing, say nothing, and think nothing which may displease Him. And this without any other view than purely for the love of Him and because He deserves infinitely more. From The Brother Lawrence Collection and Christian Classic, Practice and Presence of God, Spiritual Maxims, The Life of Brother Lawrence, by Brother Lawrence, Kindle,
page 39 of 139. Learning to walk blind, meaning in faith, trusting, not seeing the whole path, and sometimes not even seeing much further than the next step, was one of the hardest parts of my journey. I had to get real on the true understanding of what the walk looked like. Just as Dr. Tom Taylor teaches in his study, 104, don't look behind when God is redetermining your life ahead. Don't think this is some cushy, God will do everything for me and I have it made, kind of life. Now, that is actually true, but our human expectations may meet with stark disappointment, because following after the Lord is full of uncertainty, when our certainty has been rooted in ourselves. We are on a need-to-know basis, know-as-you-go, and it's uncomfortable. It might even be harsh, and not necessarily restful. So, look at the pattern son here, who has nowhere to lay his head. And then, look at all who followed him. Every one of them was martyred. From Light Up the Scriptures, Study 104. Don't look behind when God is redetermining your life ahead. By Dr. Tom Taylor. Time 302 to 356. Climbing out of the box of religion and out of the medical model box and learning something new, never mind applying it, all of which flew in the face of almost everything I had learned and adopted in my life up until then, was a mountainous and rocky climb. Lutheran faith, being that which dictates to not question anything, not even teachings by your pastor, rendered even the first step of questioning why I believed what I believed a cliff climb for me in itself. I praise Yah, God, for this scripture that I held on to often, that what he began in me, he would complete. Philippians 1:6. Having this same confidence, that he who undertakes a good work among you will be performing it until the day of Jesus Christ. I was a very habitual being, or habitual doing, more accurately, brought up eating dinner at 5:30 p.m. sharp every single day, as well as following strict routines for chores, school, everything. I had taken an accounting class in high school and absolutely loved it. I loved the methodical, step-by-step factualness of it. It fit perfectly with how I had been molded. So, I then acquired a college degree in accounting. My life was very organized, structured, and yes, habitual. Thus, especially in the beginning of this walk, it was incredibly difficult to break out of the norm box for me. Difficult, yes, but utterly doable. Praise Yahweh, God, for changing me. You are doing better than you know, Deborah used to say to me. I honestly thought she was crazy, because all I could see was a scroll unraveling in my mind to reveal all the countless times I had missed the mark, and a catalog of all my failures. I now understand that to even stay on this path takes strength in itself, to get up every time you trip or fall. This is just like one of Barbara Brown's chapters in God is God and We Are Not, so aptly titled, Faith Isn't for Sissies. Now, when I first heard the scripture below, I thought it was completely crazy and honestly impossible to achieve. I thought, in my immaturity, that only the rock-solid mature followers would receive this truly deep in their hearts. James 1, 2-4. All joy, deem it, my brethren, whenever you should be falling into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith is producing endurance. Now let endurance have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and unimpaired, lacking in nothing. I have definitely come a long way, as I now understand and resonate with this scripture, and in many instances, even embrace it. Other times, I'll just say I am a work in progress, which, by the way, we all are, and always will be. Brother Lawrence comes to mind in his humility and grace, as he shares how he understands and lives according to the fact that knowing, loving, and serving Yahweh, God, with every breath is the only thing he, Brother Lawrence, desires to do. No rewards, no blessings, simply to place a smile on Yahweh's, God's, face. Read the Brother Lawrence Collection and Christian Classic, Practice and Presence of God, Spiritual Maxims, The Life of Brother Lawrence, by Brother Lawrence, Kindle, page 12 of 139. Chatting with a friend, as I shared in an earlier chapter, in these last few months, I see myself as if I am walking in a wheat field, no set path, and I do not know the way. Ah! I thought there was a path to life, the path to Yahweh, God, one path. And my friend responded with such an encouraging word when I shared this vision. Good, I am glad you do not know the way. That means Yahweh, God, is guiding. This is how He guides. And you can be sure He does know the way, His way. What if we trusted Him in everything? What would that look like? I shall tell you from experience. Peace. Utter peace. John 14:27. Peace I am leaving with you. My peace I am giving to you. Not according as the world is giving to you, am I giving to you. Let not your heart be disturbed. Neither let it be timid. Which opens the door to the final scripture topic. And that is the end of chapter 14. Keeping the Faith Through the Unthinkable.
You can listen to or read
the whole book for free. Go to freegiftoftruth.org. Keeping the Faith Through the Unthinkable. Leaving the Lies of Religion to Find Yahweh. Breaking Through the Unthinkable to the Unstoppable. And the Scriptures that Saved Me, Trusting God Through Everything. All glory to Yahweh. Amen. Faith, trust, expectation. Like all things in life,
Becoming like Yeshua takes effort and time and work and consistency and determination. Amen. It is all worth it. Yes. I encourage you, as I encourage myself. Keep going. Read the word of Yahweh. Do the word of Yahweh. Become like Yeshua. Die to myself. Live for Yahweh. Yes and amen. Father, we praise your glorious name. Thank you, Father, for healing all those who heard this today, who read this today, and all who hear and read this in the future. All is possible with you. Praise you, El Shaddai. Thank you for your spirit guiding us into all truth. Thank you for increasing our faith in you. We do our part. Thank you for doing your part. Praise you, Abba. We trust you, Father. We have faith in you, Father. We have expectation of you to fulfill your words, Father. Thank you. Thank you for all of the examples we have in the Bible and those today who live faithful to you. Thank you, Father, for guiding us and teaching us to die to ourselves and to live for you alone. We place you above all else. Yes and amen. We give you and you alone all the glory and all the praise for everything in our lives, today and every day. Thank you. Praise you. In Yeshua's holy name we pray. Amen. 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 Now, I encourage you, dear listener, and myself as well, to spend time reading and studying the Bible. Spend time reading and studying Yahweh's miracles and His wisdom and His ways here in this study. Yahweh showed much here, full of scripture, full of life, full of truth. Go back and reread them multiple times. Slowly, thoroughly, let the words soak in. Read and reread all the scriptures. Look up any scriptures that I only referenced and did not read out. Write notes for yourself. Highlight points the Spirit highlights to you. If I ever share a learning from my own life, think and pray about this same learning for yourself. Write practically how you would fulfill a biblical teaching or point in your own life. Imagine this as a parable. Yahweh shows me to share my life and others' lives as parables for you. Then, over the next few weeks, dig into them, study them, ask Father to reveal how to do the same, or if it is a sin I am confessing, how to not do the same in your own life. Listen to this recording over and over. Read and study the transcript. Read the Bible. Let the word of Yahweh grow and dwell in us richly. Read Colossians 3:16. Amen. Also, read Hebrews 11, the faith chapter. Oh, this is one of my very favorite chapters in the entire Bible. Read and study these faithful followers listed there. Amen. I encourage you to do all of this because this is what I do. And I have learned to study the Word diligently, to be faithful to Yahweh, to be full of faith in Yahweh, to trust Yahweh, to be expectant of His promises, to become thankful, to be rejoicing, to forgive, to be healed myself in Yeshua's name, and to live in divine health, to help and heal others in Yeshua's name. Just as Paul said, I say also, imitate me and what I do, as I imitate Christ and what He did. Read 1 Corinthians 11:1. My goal is to love Yahweh above all else and to remain faithful to the end. Yes and amen. Praise you, Father. Praise your glorious name. If you desire to know Yahweh, to give your life to Him, I encourage you to follow this leading of the Spirit and do it. Yes, amen. Yeshua gave His life, suffered and died for you, so that you may have a relationship with the Father. Invite Yeshua and Yahweh to rule and reign in your heart, in your life. Amen. I invite you to contact us if you would like us to help you on this narrow way to live faithfully to Yahweh. Send us a message on our website, heavensviewministry.org, on the contact page. We are happy to help guide you into all Yahweh has for you. Grace, freedom, peace, joy, life, health, purpose. Praise His glorious name. Amen. Also, if you were ever more on fire for Yahweh in the past compared to today, you are backslid. Stop. Get out of lukewarm living. I invite you to get back on track with Yahweh. Revelations 3:15-20, from the Concordant Literal Version. I am aware of your acts, that neither cool are you nor zealous. Would that you were cool or zealous. Thus, seeing that you are indifferent and are neither zealous nor cool, I am about to spew you out of my mouth. Seeing that you are saying that, rich am I, and rich have I become, and of nothing have I need, and you are not aware that you are wretched, and forlorn, and poor, and blind, and naked, I am advising you to buy of me gold refined by the fire, that you should be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, and the shame of your nakedness may not be made manifest, and eye salve to anoint your eyes, that you may be observing. Whosoever I may be fond of, I am exposing and disciplining. Be zealous, then, and repent. Lo, I stand at the door and am knocking. If ever anyone should be hearing my voice and opening the door, I will also be coming in to him and dining with him, and he with me. One of our mentors teaches, if you are hot, you know you are hot. You know you are on fire for Yahweh. You are ready to go. You are obeying Yahweh. Amen. If someone is cold, they know they are cold, disobedient, far from Yahweh. They know this full well. But if someone is lukewarm, they think they are okay. Lukewarm people see sin as a problem and not as sin. Sin is serious. Sin is death. If you know you are backslid and you desire a closer relationship with Yahweh, amen, praise Yah. I encourage you to follow this leading of the Spirit and get close to Him. Yes, amen. I invite you to contact us if you would like us to help you on this narrow way to live faithfully to Yahweh. You can send us a message on our website, heavensviewministry.org, on the contact page. We are happy to help guide you back into all Yahweh has for you. Forgiveness, grace, freedom, peace, joy, life, health, purpose. Praise His glorious name. Amen. Luke 15:3-7, from the Concordant Literal Version. Now He told them this parable, saying, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, and losing one of them, is not leaving the 99 in the wilderness, and is going after the lost one, till he may be finding it? And, finding it, he is placing it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And, coming into the house, he is calling together the friends and the neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice together with me, that I found my sheep that was lost.' I am saying to you that thus there will be joy in heaven over one sinner repenting more than over the 99 just persons who have no need of repentance." May Yahweh bless you and keep you. May Yahweh light up His face towards you and be gracious to you. May Yahweh lift His face to you and appoint peace for you. Numbers 6:24-26. I praise Yahweh for His marvelous ways in your life, and I look forward to all He has planned and purposed for His glory, for His holy name. Praise Him in all the earth. Praise His holy and glorious name. Amen. 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 The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Philippians 4:23. This is the end of part 5 of 5 in our study. Faith, trust, expectation. Let us believe and live out the Scriptures. Amen. Live in faith. Listen to this whole series, Faith, Trust, Expectation. You will find this whole series at rumble.com on our channel titled Heaven's View, as well as on the Bible Teachings page of our website, heavensviewministry.org. Thank you so very much to Concordant Publishing for their kind and gracious permission to quote from their Bibles. All Scripture quotes, including in the book, Keeping the Faith Through the Unthinkable, are from the Concordant Literal Bible Translations, with their kind permission also. Bless them, Father. Thank you also to Robert Liardin for his kind permission to quote from his books, John G. Lake on healing, God's generals, why they succeeded and why some failed, and God's generals, healing evangelists. Bless him, Father. I humbly suggest for these books to be in your house also. I will say it again and again. They changed my life. These books help me so very much. I read the Bible, and I read these books. Thank you, Father, for such faithful, obedient, sold-out, radical followers of yours. Such great examples of faith and life and obedience. Amen. Thank you so much to the wonderful, hard-working team of excellence here at Heaven's View Ministry for all their faithful work as unto Yahweh, their encouragement and prayers, their helping with the background music, the recordings, the website work, and image creations here, the Bible study, the editing, and all the great attention to detail, the praying and seeking Yahweh's face, and remaining faithful to Yahweh, placing and keeping Him first in life. This speaking to others, sharing the good news of Yahweh and miraculous healings in Yeshua's name. The serving and giving to others in need. The cooking, the driving, all of the work behind the scenes for this healing service and for all to be possible in our helping and healing others in Yeshua's name. Thank you. Bless you. Amen. Praise Yahweh. Thank you so much to the kind music creators on Pixabay for the free use of their music. Bless them all, Father. Amen. May Yahweh's encouragement, strength, love, and mercy fill you full today and every day. May His faithfulness to us inspire us to be faithful to Him. He is so good. He is so glorious. He is faithful. He is trustworthy. Yes and amen. Praise His glorious name.
Thank you for joining us here at Heaven's View Ministry. Find more revelations and teachings from Yahweh, including miraculous healings today, the importance and truth of the baptism in the Spirit, plus many more revelations and teachings as and when Yahweh and His Spirit are revealing them to me to herald and declaim. Praise Yahweh! Be healed today through our Yahweh-led miraculous healing services and broadcasts. The apostolic faith is alive today. Yahweh heals today. Just as Yeshua's spoken words healed the centurion's son from a distance, read John 4:46-54, our Father heals across distances today also. He heals through spoken words and through replays of spoken words. He is Yahweh. All is possible with Him. Read Matthew 19:26. Read the whole Bible, in fact. Receive your own personal healing from Yahweh at BeHealedToday.org. Then, when you are miraculously and instantly healed, share your miracle healing testimony with me. Praise the living Elohim. Amen. Test the spirits. Read 1 John 4:1. Fact check and spirit check everything you see, hear,
and read, including the heraldings and teachings here at Heaven's View Ministry. Also, test your own spirit. Are you truly living in Yahweh's peace? Really? Find out now. Answer the 40 questions on the peaceometer and get free tips and help to increasing your true peace in Yahweh. Heaven's View Ministry. The truth will be making you free. John 8:32. Come and be free. Climb out of the box of lies. Live in freedom. Live in truth. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is near. Get ready. Remain ready. Be committed. Be faithful until the end and receive the wreath of life. Be healed today. Live in the apostolic faith today. Yahweh heals. Yahweh sets the captives free. Yahweh binds the broken of heart. Yahweh raises the dead. Yahweh sets us free. Praise His holy name. You are invited to be radical as Yeshua is calling us to be. Learn the truth in the Bible, not from any mistranslations nor human interpretations leading to misapplications of the truth. See miracles today. Be healed yourself. Be a miracle of Yahweh today, just as when Yeshua walked the earth and healed others. I myself was miraculously healed of a depleted disc in my sacrum. Excruciating back pain for years. Sitting, standing, lying down. I was unable to find comfort, living with pain like a knife in my back constantly. No cure, the doctors said. Well, Yahweh instantly healed me. Praise His holy name. Be baptized in the Spirit. Know Yahweh and walk in His power. Join us in obeying His every word, living radically and completely sold out for Yahweh, El Shaddai, the Creator of everything. Join us at Heaven's View Ministry today. I am called by Yahweh to be His conduit, for Him to work miraculous healings through my prayers for you, like Peter, Paul, as well as Stephen. Just as Yeshua Himself stated, "Verily, verily, I am saying to you, he who is believing in me, the works which I am doing, he also will be doing, and greater than these will he be doing, for I am going to the Father, and whatsoever you should be requesting in my name, this I will be doing, that the Father should be glorified in the Son." John 14:12-13, from the Concordant Literal Version. I am called to comfort, to speak, and to serve you. How may I help you? Contact me at heavensviewministry.org, behealedtoday.org, or wherethespiritoftheLord is.com. Come join us at Heaven's View Ministry. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Philippians 4:23. May Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh bless you and keep you. May Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh light up His face towards you and be gracious to you. May Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh lift His face to you and appoint peace for you. Numbers 6:24-26. Amen and amen. See you soon. I look forward to all the future holds. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Praise His holy name. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.